Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, you finished out with two games here in the regular season as you lost 43-29 on the road at Minneapolis on Friday and then a 57-25 loss to Smith Center Tuesday. Going back to Minneapolis first, you know, you fought hard in that one, had it cut down to a 10-point game there late, but they were able to kind of score the last four there or win it by 14 in the end. Some of the things that stood out at Minneapolis, what were the things that you saw there Friday night?
Like you mentioned, we came out, you know, defense was strong, and we were able to do some good things. We just, again, struggled offensively, and turnovers killed us. I mean, we had, way too many turnovers the first quarter, and that seemed to just continue throughout the game. So, you know, you have, you know, up in the 20 turnover range, and you're only down by 8. I don't know how that's even possible, but we've been kind of that way the whole season. So, you know, if we were able to just cut some of those turnovers, you know, that's a total different game, and we'd probably come out on the winning side of that. But continue to fight. These kids are such fighters, and they give you everything they've got every minute of the game. So that's always a bonus.
Smith Center is obviously a very good team. They're ranked number 4 in Class 2A. You took them on Tuesday night. It was 21-15. They were up at halftime, and then they came out and outscored you 21-5 in the third quarter. Just as you kind of look at the game and the two halves, what were some of the differences that you saw from the first to the second?
Yeah, it was definitely a tale of two halves. We were shutting them down defensively. They were not hitting shots that first half, and then they came up the second half, and they went to a box in one on Peyton, and we just weren't able to get any production offensively, but then they started hitting their shots. So it was, you know, kind of definitely a tale of two halves there. But we, you know, when you stat it, you out-rebounded them, and our field goal percentage was just the same about as theirs. So, again, it just comes down to the turnovers and the second-chance opportunities that they have off of our turnovers that is the difference in the game that night.
You now move on. Substate coming up. Postseason starts on Monday as you'll go to Southeast Saline in Class 3A Substate action there. They're not a secret of what they're going to do. You played them already twice this year. So how do you go about that as you get ready for the postseason to play a third time and against a team like Southeast there in 3A that's ranked?
Yeah, our season has been extremely difficult in terms of who we've played. I looked it up the other night, and we've only played 3 teams that do not have a winning record. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're used to this type of a game, and these kids know what ball pressure looks like, and we know Southeast very well, and they know us. And so, like you said, there's no secret going in. You know, you might put in a couple of different sets, but other than that, it's just, you know, you just got to find ways to score, and we got to find ways to stop their dribble penetration. And so those are things that we're going to look at. And, you know, these kids they're excited about the opportunity, and they don't want to be done. Mm-hmm. And so they're young, and they're learning every single game. And I'm super proud of how far we've come. Our record doesn't show the growth that we've been able to put together this season. But I'm always proud of them and what effort they give me. And I know that's not going to be any different when we head to Southeast for Substate.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck as you open out postseason on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Katie Kuncher 94, KatieKuncher94.com. Ryan Eilert with us now, the coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach, at Minneapolis on Friday. Then you had Smith Center on Tuesday. Both wins, kind of different games for you. You beat Minneapolis 53-38, Smith Center 85-28. Let's go back first to the Minneapolis game. Again, you jumped out to an early lead on them and maybe put it on cruise control a little bit, just kind of talking with you after the game. What are your thoughts there with Minneapolis, a team that you had beaten by 44 earlier this season, you beat by 15 the second time?
Well, I thought we came out ready to go. We jump on them, I think 9-0, and for the most part in the first half played well defensively. We limited their open looks. They were able to get a couple threes within the last minute to I think get their halftime score to 15, but pleased with the way our guys were focused going into the game. We were able to hit some outside shots with Wyatt and Noah, and Bryce got established on the inside and had a good night with 18 and shot the ball really well with great efficiency. And then the second half, I felt like, maybe we just kind of got through the half. We didn't, kind of the pressure and stuff, we kind of backed off a little bit and had some sloppy turnovers, but for the most part, after Friday's game, was pleased with the outcome.
And Tuesday again, you had Smith Center, an 85-28 win. You got a chance to get the seniors into the starting lineup, but that meant Noah Gerstner came off the bench, and he actually got hot there in the first quarter for you. Finished with a career high 17. You went at 85-28, and like when you have that, how much energy does that bring to a team when a guy like Noah gets hot early for you?
Well, it's huge. Even the ones he was missing were able to get offensive rebounds. But, it's fun to watch kids when they get on a roll and able to knock down shots and the way the other kids find them. And overall, I thought our kids, shot the ball well and then hit the boards hard and then created a lot of offense with our defense. We were very active with our hands and able to get a lot of steals and run outs just a really good game for us. And, able to get our seniors, all three of them, to start. Wyatt starts normally, but then to have Abe and Tyler get the start, I thought was neat. And late in the game, able to get each, a bucket. Tyler's able to knock down a three. Abe's able to get a driving layup. And our JV kids came in at the end of the game last night and just shot the ball really well. Cole Jones has a three, and Brody Schroeder, I think, had two, and shared the ball well. But, that's, to me, late in the game and those, in a game that's not close. So, I like to see guys that are trying to set each other up, and that's what we did last night.
Again, you get that win there. You finish the regular season 15-5. You'll move on to Substate now, and as the bracket comes out, you get Hoisington at your place coming up on next Tuesday, the 28th of February. This is a team that you played in early January, and I think you would say probably one of your best games that you played this year. You beat them by 32, and I don't think many people were expecting that. So when you play them the second time around, what do you expect here?
Well, that was a long time ago, and defensively we played really well. I think we held them in the low 30s, and which was, I think, one of their lowest outputs of the season, and scored the ball well. And so, it's one of those that you can look at and kind of see what it was, but at the same time know that this game's going to be totally different. They've got a couple kids that are capable of scoring a lot. They don't have a lot of size, and that's one area that we've got to make sure that we try to take advantage of. But I think it's a good matchup for us that hopefully if we're focused, we can come out and play well and see what happens.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you open postseason on Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and online KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, as we're joined by Trina Luters, the coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last, as you took on Chase there on Friday, a 65-25 win. At their place, Trinity Luters had 22, Grace Runner 18, Grace William 11, and then he came back with a win over Rock Hills 50-43. We'll talk a little bit more about that here momentarily, but let's go back first to that Chase game. What did you like about that one on Friday night, picking up a win on the road?
You know, it was a good good ball movement. We really focused on passing the ball and just moving the ball around and got a lot of people in on the there, and we were kind of short in numbers. We had people gone on trips, so it was just a nice game to be on the road with and kind of wrap out that week.
Rock Hills in on Tuesday. This is a team that's definitely improving as the season goes on. You'd already seen them once earlier this year back on January 16th. They battled with you there for about 2.5 quarters that first time around, but you ended up with a 25-point win. This time around, they actually had an 18-9 lead at one point, but you guys were able to fight your way through and get back for a 7-point win in the end. Gracie with 18, Trinity 17, and Grace with 11. Just looking at this win and having to push to get that victory, what stood out the most then on Tuesday night, and how were you able to kind of overcome that tough start for you?
Yeah, what stood out was us coming back from that tough start. You know, that's something that we haven't had to do very often, and so it was nice to see the girls be in that situation and have to fight back and do it and focus and dig in and do it. So if the silver lining on that was the mental toughness that we gained from that. Yeah, they're definitely improving as they go on, and they came out and they were ready to go, and we were slower getting ready to play ball. And then we'd had several people gone with different things, trips, illnesses, and injuries, and so we hadn't had everybody at practice, and so we're looking forward to getting everybody back in practice here now for this next week.
You will have a break. You don't have to play in one of these first-round games because you have a first-round bye in the 7-team sub-state of Washington County. You'll play either Lakeside or Rock Hills coming up on Thursday, March 2nd. So we'll kind of let you rest and get the practices in, and we will preview that matchup next week. So that sounds good to you anyway.
Yeah, that does.
All right. Trina Luters with us, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, we thank you for the time. And, again, we will chat with you next week, and best of luck as you get ready for sub-state here.
All right. Thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency field service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most, and we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
And again, back on our Locker Room Chats, joined now by Jamie Walters, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. Actually finished out Northern Plains League regular season play at 12-0. You beat Chase 77-32 at their place on Friday, and then won over Rock Hills on Tuesday at home 49-22. Take me back to that game on Friday. Dalton Garman had 5 threes for you with 21. Johnny Hamill scored 20. What stood out the most there in that win at Chase?
Yeah, we were able to
play a lot of kids, and we had a few that were gone on a FFA trip, and so I think we only suited up eight. So it was a good game for some of those that don't get a lot of time. I thought overall we played pretty well, executed offensively pretty good, and the guys that came in off the bench did a really nice job for us. You know, Reese Schultz and Nick Hartsock and Braden Kibbe, they don't get a lot of times, but I thought they come in all did a really nice job. So.
And then you get the win over Rock Hills 49-22 on Tuesday. You know, defensively, I'm guessing you're pleased with what you did there. That's a team that obviously has improved as the season and everything's gone along here, and you held them to 22. What were your thoughts overall there on Tuesday night?
Yeah, defensively we were pretty good, and, you know, kind of the same thing. It was senior night, you know, the last night for seniors, so they started and actually got us off to a pretty good start. I think we were up 8-1, and then we, you know, they played about half the first quarter, and then we subbed in, and yeah, defensively we were pretty good. In fact, I think we gave up, 12 or 14 in the fourth quarter, so, you know, to hold them to 10 or 12 through three quarters, I thought we were pretty good defensively, so
you
weren't able to get into offense, and offensively, we, you know, I think we had 35 at half, so I felt like we executed pretty well in the half court, and, you know, second half, we were able to, you know, play a lot of the subs and running clock in the fourth quarter, so.
You move forward now with Frankfurt as you look at their squad and getting ready for Substate. Just looking at Frankfurt, what you know about their team, obviously they've had some teams in the past that have been really good, but a little bit down it seems like this year, obviously as a number 7 seed in your Substate at 3-17. Just what do you expect from Frankfurt? I know they obviously play a tough schedule each year in the TVL.
Yeah, for sure. Like I say, they're 3-17, but, you know, they would – if we switched leagues, you know, it might be us on that. They're a very, very good. I mean, a good team. They're really young. They play, I think, two or three freshmen and two or three sophomores. They're starters, and but they're very capable. They play pretty good defense. They've got a couple shooters that can really shoot it. And like you say, the league, the schedule they play, they played better teams than what probably we are, and so they're not going to be intimidated but to play us, and it seems like they hang around about everybody. You know, there's a few games where they've gotten blown out pretty good, but they're 15-20 and hanging around those teams, so we're going to have to play well. It's not a game you can overlook for sure. We'll have to be ready to go. We have to be sound defensively, and they run a lot of different sets and stuff. So, their coach does a really good job. I think he coached under the guy at Centralia for several years, and does a really nice job. So, we'll have to be ready to go for sure.
Jamie Walters, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck there against Frankfurt coming up on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We'll have that game on Z96.3 The Lake coming up Friday night. Pre-game coverage beginning at 5:50 from Osborne. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus Gig Internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Nextech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you.
Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Next Tech.
And welcome back in the locker room chats. Denise Kattenberg joining us now, the acting head coach for the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Two nice wins for you, Coach, since we talked last. You beat Trigo at home there on Friday night, 71-49, and then you went to Beloit on Tuesday and won 57-25. Let's go back to Friday as Miley Raby had 24, Gracie Kirkhoff 20, and Dakota Kattenberg had a triple-double, actually, for you, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists in the game. Just looking back at that one, obviously a good night of sharing the basketball and picking up a nice win in the league.
Yeah, I mean, Friday, Trigo came to town, and Trigo's always a really tough physical team for us, which is the kind of basketball that we like to play. It was pretty much a game of two halves, just like last night's game was I thought we started out a little slow and rocky and then went halftime and, like, had to regroup a little bit and figure out how we needed to score and then came out second half and played so much better as a team. I don't even know what our halftime score was on that Trigo, but came out in the second half, and our offense just worked really well. And it's really nice, you know, when the ball finally starts falling for us.
Like you said, very similar to Tuesday night against Beloit. It was 21-15 at halftime, and then you outscored them in that third quarter 21-5 to really create some separation. You win 57-25. That one was about finding the hot hand, obviously. Miley Raby finishes with 30 and Dakota Kattenberg with 21, so 51 of your 57 come from two players. But what changed for you in the second half of how you're able to get that lead and take away?
You know, I don't really know. We went in the locker room, and we talked about how, like, we were just struggling all the way around, you know, like we were fumbling the ball, stuff we didn't do. Our passes just weren't connecting. They were getting rebounds, and there hasn't been a lot of games that we've been out rebounded in a half, you know, so it's just we had to kind of go through each of our game plan and be like, okay, we're not doing this, let's focus on this. Changed up our defense a little bit, and we came back, and then, yeah, Dakota and Miley both got hot second half, and we just found them, and they just kept scoring for us, and that turned out to be a great game for us.
Plainville will be your opponent the first round of the sub-state, so you'll have a week off before you play again Tuesday against the Cardinals. I know it's a team that's struggling, and you beat them in the season opener 71-12. I'm guessing they've made some improvements as the season's gone on, but what's your focus with this group against a team like Plainville as you open out sub-state?
You know, our focus is that we have to do a better job of not turning the ball over, and we're going to really focus on our rebounding and our getting the ball down into our post, maybe making a few more post moves for us is what we're going to focus on when we play Plainville on Tuesday.
Denise Kattenberg, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you again for being with us, and best of luck as you open out postseason coming up on Tuesday.
All right, thanks for having me.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Our Next Tech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most. And we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Alex Hobelman with us, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach, as you finish out the regular season with a couple losses to a couple very good teams. Trigo 62-49 there on Friday night, and then you follow up with 85-28 on Tuesday. Let's go back to the Trigo game first. I know Owen Day had a big game for them, but you guys were able to at least fight with them. You fall in the end by 13. What stood out the most on Friday night there at home?
Yeah, you know, I thought we matched up pretty well against Trigo. Owen Day had a great game. I think he ended up with 33, and he was kind of the difference in the game. We did a lot of good things offensively. We were, you know, I said at the beginning of the game or before the game that, you know, it's going to be around 50 points. I think if we can get around 50 points, we'll have a chance. And we were right there around that 50 mark. But like I said, Owen, he had a great game, ended up with 33, and that was kind of the difference in the game. But I'm hoping that they're starting to see that they are improving, and hopefully, you know, next year some of these juniors that'll be seniors can step up and take over games like that.
Beloit, then on Tuesday, again, you fall 85-28. They got off to a red-hot start, hitting from three there in that first quarter, 27-8 after one. Just kind of looking at that game, what do you take away from it, and how do you build and learn from a game like that?
I think I said it before the game that they're going to come out and pressure us, and the full-court pressure really didn't bug us too much. What I was happy about, we were able to break their press, but we struggled with getting set up in the offense after we broke the press. We'd break the press, and then we'd chuck up a shot, or we'd force things in the transition after breaking the press. And, we just had a hard time getting the offense going. And they, you know, they're obviously a really good team. I think they're probably the best team we've seen all year. And yeah, they hit a lot of threes as well, and then they've got their big posts that they can really score down there. They've got some moves, they've got counter moves, and you know, they're just a well-coached team. They've got speed, they've got shooting, and I would be surprised if they don't make a run to make it to state this year.
Again, Beloit, you fall there, so you finish the regular season at 3-17. You have another tough game with TMP coming up here as you open out Substate on Monday at their place. They're 18-2. You know how good they are. You've already played them once this year. They beat you 63-41 the first time around. What are some of the things you learned from that first game that you'll try to adjust here in game two?
The first game, that was the game we kind of put in a new offense, more of a five-out dribble-weave offense, and we struggled with it the first half against them a little bit, and we made a little bit of adjustments at halftime there, and we actually scored the ball a little bit more there in the second half against them, and we've worked on our offense since then. So I really think that we, you know, if we come out and play hard and we're making shots, and, you know, obviously they're a good team. They've got speed. They've got size as well. But I think we matched up fairly well against them that first game. We just struggled shooting the ball in the first half, but we were making shots in the second half. So they just got to come out and play hard and believe.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. And again, best of luck as you open out postseason on Monday.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and NextEgg.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus Gig Internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's NextEgg TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We have the Wednesday night locker room chat show with us, and with us is Thunder Ridge girls head coach Darren Grauholtz. And Coach, kind of hitting a rough spot at the wrong part of the season. Lost your last three here. We'll pick it up with the Rock Hills game, 51-38. A pretty tight ball game. Rock Hills, though, made some plays there at the end.
Yeah, you know, it was going to be tough. You know, now we're down another point guard in that game as well, with Halling being out with a sprained ankle. And, you know, we're already shorthanded, so... Rock Hills did a nice job. I think we had our opportunities, but we're just really having troubles knocking down some shots, you know, and taking care of the ball in critical times. So I think, you know, we just, you know, we're one practice away from the end of the season now. So we got to figure things out tonight.
Yeah, and then Wilson was a 39-25 loss. What did Wilson do to give you some issues?
You know, and it was the same thing. Just we just were really struggling getting the ball in the hole. We didn't play extremely hard, got in foul trouble with a couple of the girls. I mean, they didn't even play very many minutes, you know. We tried to get the ball into Slavic. You know, she was held under her point production per game. So it was just another one of those broken record deals where we're just can't knock down the shots and having troubles dealing with pressure right now.
Like you said, you can count the practices that are left, and you have Stockton on Thursday in the first round of the sub-state. You'll be a 3 seed. Stockton will be a 6 seed. I've kind of asked each coach this question. If there's one idea, one word, one phrase you want to give your team as you head into postseason, I know it's a little bit different for each team. Each team's in a different place. What would you kind of stress to your girls?
You know, I mean, this is it, you know, and for the 3 seniors, we're going to try to get Holland back tonight on the practice floor tonight. So for you 3 seniors, this is it. So give it all you got, and let's go play hard and throw the chips on the table and see what happens. But, you know, it's just one of those deals where we've got to pick up our aggressiveness.
Okay. What is specifically does Stockton do or show that might give you some issues, or what can you get against Stockton that you feel?
See, and that's the thing. They got a couple girls back from the first time we played them. We had a real nice win with them the first time, but we had Cameron and Halling was full strength, so... You know, the outlook for both teams is going to be different, and I heard mm-hmm. one of their point guards, for whatever reason, is not with the team anymore. So they're plus two, minus one, and we're minus one and a half. Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to try to push the ball inside, you know, to the Big Dicks girl and see what happens. But hopefully we can play good enough defense to come out on top.
Yep. All right, Coach, we'll chat with you next week, and we'll see how things go. And
alrighty, thank you, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3, for only $175 per month, you can get deluxe TV now plus gig internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We have our Wednesday night locker room chat show. And joining me now is Thunder Ridge Boys head coach Devon Branch. And Coach Branch got off to a great start against Rock Hills, a 63-23 win. But I think he scored the first 23 points of that one in the basketball game.
Yeah, our defense was rolling that night. I had to change a few things up, and we had a couple of days so I can really focus on defense and ramp it up a little bit to get this playoff run going. So our defense showed out pretty well. We was talking pretty well, and we fed the big man, and he got it going for us.
Yeah, you talk about some impressive numbers, 23 against Rock Hills given up and 31 against Wilson on Tuesday night. That defense really is ramping up, isn't it? And tell me how it carried over against Wilson on Tuesday night.
It's just attention to details, really. I'm trying to try new things, but keep it the same way, just get it a little fresher. Just really emphasis on talking, and my goal is to we need to out-rebound teams every day. That's my emphasis for the remainder of the year. We out-rebound everybody, we win the ball game. We let people get second, third-chance shots, we lose the ball game. So I'm just being big on rebounding and running, because when we can run, we're having a lot of fun and we're knocking down shots.
I was just going to say that defense turning into some offense. You've been over the 60-point mark both times. And sometimes when you see maybe an easy layup go in because of your defense, all of a sudden the basket looks a little bit bigger on your half-court offense too.
Yeah, it starts to look like the ocean. I always tell them, let's rebound, get a steal, and when we get a steal, just run. Somebody's open. Because if we was always taught four crash and one back, and if we can get three coming down the court real fast, it's going to be in our favor.
Okay, postseason starts on Friday for you guys. You'll be at home against Natoma. You'll be the number 3 seed in your sub-state, Natoma the number 6 seed. What are you looking for in that ball game? I know the records are kind of mismatched there, but can't take anything for granted at this point, can you?
Yeah, no, nothing for granted. I want us to go out and play a full game. My biggest message for that will be, how can we come out in the third quarter? Because third quarter, it seems to hurt us. These last couple games against Hill City and against Sylvan, will we slow down in the third quarter and think we have done something that takes the momentum away? So it's going to be big. It's going to be hard. I'm going to challenge guys, how can you come out and win the first 5 minutes of the third quarter?
Okay. I've asked all the coaches the same thing here on these locker room chats. As you head into the postseason, if there's one word or one phrase or one idea that you can instill in your kids for coming up for the postseason, what is that? Is that aggressiveness? Is it poise, calmness? What's the maybe one idea?
I would have four words. I always preach this, but since the beginning of the year, do your work early. We do our work early on defense. We do our work early on offense. Everything seems to go our way. So I will be preaching, do your work early.
All right. I like it. That's nice there. All right, Coach. Well, we'll chat with you next week, and we'll see how you fared on Friday and what you're looking forward to and then the rest of the postseason.
All righty. Thank you.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most. And we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.